Namaste. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ranka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are delighted that you are joining us here on the Voice of Passionate Action, and welcome to December. We have so much to share. Hey, Sri and I are, as they say, live on tape from India, and it's a very late night here, but we are recording because this is important. This is just a spectacular moment, and it's December 1st.
Welcome to the month of December. Welcome to 2020.
And sorry about that. I had to go get some water.
This day in December is launching the energy that will sustain and carry us all the way through the year of 2020. Mm-hmm. And it begins right now. And in the shadow of this Mercury retrograde, its retrograde is retreating, and this anchored illumination is coming forward.
And we have so much to share about the rich, I mean the rich December opportunity. So let's dive in, because this is an extraordinary moment right now, December 1, and we are so grateful that you are here with us today in real time, so to speak, and that's an illusion in its own right.
How real is time?
No, that's not even good. That's another show, Sri. I think that's another show. So, beloved angels, let's dive in. First and foremost, if you have not yet gifted yourself with watching the December Ascension Energy Forecast, it was posted, it is up, it was put up on Thanksgiving Day. And we really did that kind of as our gift. You know, Sri and I, for many, many years, when we lived in the United States, we would spend Thanksgiving fasting, actually.
Yes.
And because that was our way of saying yes to the thanks. And looking at it as a Thanksgiving. And so in our energy of Thanksgiving, we wanted to gift the December Ascension Energy Forecast a little early, because if you have not yet connected with it, you're just discovering in this very moment that 2020 energy is actually beginning today, December 1. And that's a really important overview for everything that is happening right now in December. Now, we also yesterday on our show, Explore the Mysteries, went in detail about the overarching energies of December, how those energies are coming forward, and how they are integrating. If you missed that show, you can catch it. Sri, where can they watch the show?
The show, the video of the show is up at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel, but you can also catch it at the Oneness Talk Radio webpage. Just go to the show page for Explore the Mysteries. And the audio is there as well if you prefer to just listen in.
So please do, because what is happening right now is so big that we really kind of did like all these little segments to make sure that it was showing up, that you were able to really say, okay, I see it, I see it, I see it. So let's begin, because today we're going to go through the cycles of December. As we mentioned yesterday, December is one big energy, but it's going to cycle. And this is important to recognize, because December is a month of awareness. Now bring your hands to your heart, take in a deep breath, because it is illuminated, fully illuminated, meaning everything's out in the open, fully illuminated mastery awareness. And just as a matter of perspective, spiritual energy, ascension frequencies are a beautiful spiral. And we are always part of the spiral. Whether we're spiraling up or whether we're spiraling down, the good news is you're always part of the spiral. And in December, we begin another, let's just say, dance in that awareness moment. And I think, Sri, this is also important to chat about, in the fact that it is awareness that is culminating 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important to recognize.
Because consciousness and the evolution of consciousness goes through the cycle of awareness, experience, and choice.
Yeah.
Each one informs the other and creates the spiral of continuing growth and discernment and the evolutionary process. Because our pathway includes a vibrational uplift and an expansion of consciousness. They're both happening.
Right.
It's important we participate fully. So as we culminate in an awareness month, we are being gifted with more recognition, we're being gifted with deepening perspectives, and we are being gifted with three energies that are fusing in as one
radiation.
One gift, I was about to say.
Well, right? It's a gift. It's a radiant gift, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so this brings us back to the illumination. So let's just do another 2-second recap. And for those of you that have been with us through the December Ascension Energy Forecast, those of you that have watched yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries, bear with us a minute, because the November 12th full moon, and I want to go back and just remind all of you that early on, when Sri and I put out the November Ascension Energy Forecast, and you might want to go check that out again, we mentioned how November was going to be a very unique month in the fact that the moon was actually going to be extremely influential. Even though we didn't have any, you know, special blood moons or any of that thing going on, there was an extremely potent, and I really feel potent is the word, you know,
yes,
a very potent energy. And that is the energy of illumination that came forward. And that November 12th full moon anchored, called forward, whatever adjective you want to put on it, an illumination that is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to really breathe that in, just kind of bring that into your consciousness, that was a very profound moment. Now, the next profound moon moment, and all of this, by the way, has been working with this rising feminine energy. Because remember, the moon is very much this feminine energy, this goddess energy. And so we're not talking about female. We are talking about the presence of feminine energy, which sometimes expresses as female, but it expresses many different ways. And so in November, that new moon of the 26th, which we had talked about, was kind of like a moment, kind of like almost a watershed moment. That gave us the opportunity to really pay attention to the choice. As Sri was just mentioning, what are the cycles? Awareness, experience, choice. November 2019 was a month of incredible choice before us. And whether you're conscious of the choice you've made, whether you're kind of still feeling into that, that choice will directly affect the December and 2020 experience. And this is why you want to look at last week. If you're joining us live right here on December 1, how has your last week been and what's in your vision for this week? Because Sri and I are going to be talking about these cycles of December. December is rich with opportunity because the radiation that's coming in around all of this extraordinary, truly extraordinary mastery or illuminated mastery awareness is courage, strength, and support.
There's the gift
right
there. That courage, strength, and support is a radiation where these energies are blended as a nourishment to your expansion. You know, one of the things I smile about, we talked a bit about the end of November.
Right.
Is how often have you chose to drive the car to the market, but then you're not conscious of all the other choices that it requires to get there?
That's really good question. That's, a great way to describe
the accelerator,
that.
The brake, the blinker, the
checking both directions, right? Yeah.
Well, oftentimes our life, we will make a choice, but we won't be fully aware of all of the other associated choices that go with it.
True.
This is why now in the time of awareness, you get to watch reflected back to you the fullness of the choices you've made.
Mm-hmm.
And the more fundamental authenticity we trust that you affirmed at the end of November, you're going to watch how that radiates. What's being attracted to you? What's coming in? And through that, we fine tune.
Well, here's what I'm enjoying, Sri, as you're sharing that reminder, and I'm really glad that you brought that up, which is let us not forget that this entire year, right, 2019, has been a year of awareness. And it was represented energetically, as symbolically, as the lotus.
Yes.
And so remember, my angels, that a lotus blooms through the muck. A lotus blooms, a lotus comes up through all of what may seem to be nasty, and not always. I mean, certainly lotuses can be in other areas, but very frequently they come up from the mud, that thick, heavy, dark, dense. There's not a lot of light going through mud, right? Uh-huh. And yet this light-filled, illuminated presence that is clear on what it is, that is clear on the truth of its essence, steadily, firmly, and without doubt or hesitation, keeps blooming through the muck. We are at that moment where the lotus is now getting ready to reveal itself. And that's part of that rich, and I really want to use that word, rich opportunity of December. The opportunity of being able to allow the lotus of 2019, the blessing of you, to blossom, so that as you move into 2020, which is going to be a year of experience, okay, then you'll be able to be on that lotus. That lotus will support you, will guide you. You'll the muck is down there, right? That's what the multiple dimensional witnessing that we've been talking about for so long, this third, fifth, seventh, ninth, that's the gift, is that when we can allow that lotus to bloom, the muck is not there. We are on the lotus, and we are so grateful to the muck because it birthed us. And this birth is anchoring right now through the rich opportunity of the December moment. And what I'm finding so complex, because it's a complexity yet it's simple, is that in a year of awareness, and we are culminating a month of choice, we are moving into the December/2020 entry as another moment of great awareness, going into a year of experience, and January in and of itself will be an experience month. That's a lot of energy. And the reason I'm sharing that is I think that helps to discern what's really coming forward.
Well, yeah, and it's also giving you a clue to pay attention to these currents of energy.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go back to the muck for a moment. Because
okay,
we're talking in kind of broad strokes here. We all have our individual version of the muck.
Yeah,
that is the challenges, the friction, the things that we're letting go of.
Right.
And I'm reminded that from an ascended perspective, your soul doesn't mind if your life is hard.
Because your soul's neutral.
You know, it's okay. What the soul is interested in is your growth, your evolution. And so we each gather our lessons through the friction. And through the friction in our lives, we polish ourselves like that pearl, you know, at the oyster. And so it's important to just smile a little bit on where were your areas of friction? Where were your areas of growth? And have you moved into that ascended beauty where you can appreciate what has happened? This is the lotus level, let's call it for a moment. Because as we lift into the magnificence of our authentic self, we are like that lotus. We are blooming the divine energy in a way that is visible versus keeping our light under wraps, you know? And so 2019, I think for lots of us, gave us an opportunity to polish ourselves a little bit so that we might shine a little more brightly. And in the shining, that's really what we're referring to as we come into December, to the illumination. Because in conjunction with your own spiritual growth, the illumination becomes more visible, more meaningful, more shiny. And this invites a resurrection.
Absolutely. And you know, I want to share that in that resurrection, it also means that we've taken responsibility.
Yes.
You know, there is a huge, and this is the gift, the rich, there are so many things happening in December, and we are going to break this out for you. And we just want to make sure that the stage is understood. So in that sharing, Sri, what immediately comes back for me is the remembrance that as 2019 has been the lotus year, I kind of wore a celebratory moment of it here, guys. See all these dragonflies all over me, okay? 2020 is the dragonfly. And one of the things that is always important to remember about the dragonfly is that dragonflies have this extraordinary capacity to weave energy. And one of the things I mentioned yesterday on Explore the Mysteries, and I'll share again today, is that frequently at Tosa Blue Mountain, in our courtyard, in our main courtyard, we have a gorgeous fountain with this huge Shiva Linga, Naramata Shiva Linga fountain. And there are lotuses floating in there. And the dragonflies, you know, just the massive amount of dragonflies that are constantly hovering, dipping, and I really delight watching them as they weave energy. It's like you can see them touching down and saying, this piece of light and that piece of light and this piece of light. 2020 is a year of divine connection as well. Through the experience that will be coming forward, the dragonfly is weaving the portal of the crystalline gateway. And so what's so beautiful is that right now, I mean, this moment, breathe it in, this very, very moment of December 1, the 2020 dragonfly is kissing the lotus and saying, hello, my love, do you remember? You have the capacity to weave. You are a crystalline being of divine, illuminated awareness. Come now and dance. And Sri, that's one of those rich December opportunities that just makes my heart sing. You know, the fact that 2020 has this kind of gentle entry. And so I feel like we're all preparing for the, it reminds me of when you and I first met. You know, when Sri first moved in with me all those years ago, I had this welcome of the beloved party. And before Sri came, his boxes were showing up, right? So I was getting all these boxes coming in. I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? And, you know, okay, this is really happening. And, you know, that moment of like butterflies when you realize all your dreams are coming true and oh my God, can I handle it? Well, I was preparing to welcome my beloved. And I was gathering my friends. I bought the great dress. I was planning this great party, getting everything going so that when Sri arrived, we could properly say how much we love you and we are so glad you are here. That is what the month of December is offering us for the entire year ahead, an opportunity to prepare to welcome the beloved presence of our divine beingness. And it's gonna be an experience that's gonna be like, hold on and go.
Well, that's a wonderful memory.
I know it is.
You know, and
I recently pulled out that dress.
Yes. Well, you know, there's so many little nuances there that I'm revisiting. So thank you.
You're welcome. But you know what I'm revisiting is how scared you were.
Well,
and
I
think that's important to talk about.
I was about to go there.
That, perfect.
It has two faces.
Yeah.
So when everything that you have dreamed about, when everything that you have held dear or in your anticipation begins to come forward, there are commonly two experiences. One is the excitement of the fulfillment.
And the other is the terror.
And the other is the terror of the fulfillment.
Where all of those old tapes are going to come up.
And in the case, we'll use our particular
experience
as an example.
Our experience is a perfect example.
I found myself both frightened and delighted. And there were moments during the party in anticipation when the first guests were coming up, oh my God, I'm going to be seen. I'm going to be judged or witnessed, you know, fear of judgment and witnessing. And meanwhile, I'm to be a host or a guest. And you know, all of these kind of conflicting impulses were going on for a while. And yet, the undercurrent of the party was a celebration.
And it was a celebration of love. It was a celebration of union and a celebration of my wacky friends. I mean, I had people showing up in loincloths and we were doing fire dancing and all of that. So you really got thrown in.
Well, yeah, it was a big energy.
It was.
And simultaneously, the people that came as we began to reflect on what they presented and their experience,
right.
Some of them were celebrating congratulating, we're happy for you. And others were projecting the energy of jealousy or judgment. You know?
And could hardly wait to tell Sri anything they thought might be disruptive to our union.
Yeah, so these were the people that always find something wrong.
Sound familiar?
And so I'm sure you can relate to this, that when we get a group of folks together, there will be those that celebrate you, those that are afraid of what you're doing, and those that might attack.
Sound like the Lost Books of the Essene, number 5, A Lion Comes Out of the Woods? Because like it or not, this little cub was forced to come out of the woods.
And so we a little sidetrack into memory lane together with a lesson is so fundamental in our growth experience.
Exactly.
That as we are resurrecting our authenticity,
yes,
as
yes,
we
yes.
are coming forward, there may be moments where you might feel a little young in the process, a little shaky in your shoes. Yet, just thinking about it now, we take a breath and we go, my soul knows how to do this.
Because it does. And this is the December rich opportunity that will say yes to your soul leading. And my angels, I just want to share before Sri and I go into the actual how this is going to lay out during this month. Remember that December is one energy. And it is the energy carrying the radiation of courage, of strength, and support. And that courage, strength, and support energy is radiating all around. It's everywhere. So therefore, without limitation, right? Energy is neutral. This radiation is adding courage, strength, and support to everything. So the way to navigate this is to say yes to the choice of December, to claim it, to stay focused, to stay clear, and to also relax into the lack of self-judgment that if you're sitting here right now saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what my choice was, or I'm not sure if I made it, what happened? Here's the first thing to remember. The choices are made already. Whether you're conscious of it or not is the next step. And this is another moment to truly look at all of the things that came in through the muck in 2019. How has your lotus bloomed? What was the muck? I mean, Sri and I, you certainly know, we've been very public about what our 2019, what brought you through and up? Because it is that spiritual tenacity. It is that commitment. It is that recognition. It is that unwavering knowing that has brought your lotus to the moment of blooming. And so whether or not you think you're conscious of the choice that you made in December and November doesn't matter. It matters, but it doesn't matter if you're conscious of it because, or excuse me, what did I say that wrong? It's really late here, guys. What matters is that you claim the awareness, because we are at right now a moment, all of December is this month of this illuminated mastery awareness. And this is one of the rich opportunities and certainly gifts of this month.
And so as we shared a little bit earlier, look into your environment and to see mirrored back to you the fruits of your choices.
Yes.
Because this will give you a clue. Oftentimes we are not fully conscious, yet we gain an awareness by paying attention.
Absolutely.
We can either be on autopilot or we can be an active participant. What I've learned and what we have shared many times is that your evolutionary process requires that you take action.
Yes.
And informed action means that you're paying attention to the experiences, the awareness of the choices that you make. And this cycle continues and continues. And so the energy of December is here to offer support.
And remember, it's courage, strength, and support. Now, as we move forward into this, I just want to share with all of you, speaking of choices, right? And it's just so exciting. Sri and I are, of course, inviting you to please join us New Year's Eve. I want to put that out there right now. We are going to be broadcasting on YouTube live. There will be absolutely no reason why anybody who wants to join us is not able to join us. So you want to go to sriandkira.com right now and pre-register. And let me tell you why. Let you tell them why.
Let me tell you why.
Okay, there it is, Sri.
So, Why is because there is information that we can share with you before the event that will help you enjoy it more.
Yeah, and we'll also, I'm just so excited.
No, we're going to be releasing some information. We're going to be conducting a ceremony. There's going to be some fun things occurring over a period of a couple of hours on New Year's Eve, coming right up here later at the end of December.
December 31,
and if
exactly.
you sign up for the list, you will get notified of everything right up until the day of the event.
Exactly.
If you don't sign up, you can catch the broadcast and enjoy that. And we just think you'll enjoy it more if you get the information ahead of time.
Because there will be some handouts we want to send to you. So if you register, you will get, it'll just be a richer experience. But either way, please make a note to be at Official Sri and Kira right over at YouTube for December 31. And all of the details are at sriandkira.com. So with all of our heart, and I'm excited because the ensoulments, you know, we're going to do another live ensoulment. And so we really feel that, you know, as the Mercury retrograde is now retreating, and we're going to start talking about that in just a moment, that this New Year's Eve upon us is a moment of resurrected energy for so much. Remember, we are moving from our lotus blooming into full mastery awareness into the divine mastery experience of this dragonfly, this crystalline weaving energy, this opening of the gateways and the portals before us. So why not take a couple hours on your New Year's Eve and throw a little positivity and inspiration into the evening. So again, go to sriandkira.com and please join us. We would look forward to being with you. So Sri, I really, it's just feeling like let's dive in to the nuts and bolts of this rich December opportunity. So as we start talking about that, we want to first start by reminding you once more that even though we're going to talk about the cycles, December is cycles. It is one energy, but this one energy will feel as if you're stuck on a I was thinking a little hamster wheel.
Well, you ride a Ferris wheel, the perspective changes as you complete the cycle.
It does.
And so December, you know, the first week of December is we are resolving the Mercury retrograde.
It's actually, you know, not only are we resolving it, but what's so beautiful here is that as we begin right now today, if you're catching us live on December 1, what's happening in this moment is that the 2020 experience, this dragonfly, that's why I wore my dragonfly shirt, these dragonflies are already here. Yeah. We are already beginning the weaving and the dancing. So I would first ask you to look back again at that new moon of November, the November 26th new moon, through the 30th of November. That was where we received such strong guidance from the divine directors. This was where the choice got really almost like self-evident, self-revealed. So if you're catching this early on in the month, maybe go back and think about that last week of November. Who were you talking to? What was coming together? Not necessarily might have been for the first time, but what was showing up and how was it presenting? What was propelling your inspiration? What wasn't? And to pay attention to all those little weavings. And I do encourage you again, if you have not listened to our show yesterday, Explore the Mysteries, go listen to it. Sri and I shared quite a bit about how this energy was weaving and bringing us together. So now that we are here at December 1, this one energy, as we were just mentioning, is going to feel like a repetitive cycle, or it's going to be a fast moving, beautifully expanding. We talked last weekend about anchoring the parallel timeline, so I don't want to spend too much time on that right now, but it's going to be the recognition of I'm really here. This is really happening. Mm-hmm. This is really going on. Or it's going to seem like the hamster wheel, because the key, if I was to offer you like a key, is to recognize that the illusion of time and the illusion of the experience of December is something that will invite you to either pop into this greater experience or kind of dance on the wheel for a while. And I mean, am I getting enough across on this street?
Well, I think so, because we can get lost in experience.
Yeah.
We can get lost in the stimulus response, all of the, call it the programmed capacities of your personality,
right,
to get triggered, and you can get going, and before you know it, time's gone by. Until the next moment of clarity where you go, wait a minute, and now you make a new choice.
Right.
So we are seeing this expansion, this illumination. The question is, what will be illuminated?
Well, and are you willing to look at it? And of course, we've been talking about this now for quite a bit, because this illumination is permanent. This is why that moon was so profound in November, because it really brought in some powerful shifts. And so in this energy of illumination, let's talk about the first cycle. But remember, it's one energy. It's one radiation of courage, strength, and support. However, there are some very distinctive cycles of December. And so the very first cycle, just we're here, it's right now. It's December 1 through 7. And this is a pretty profound cycle, because as that shadow, right, that Mercury retrograde shadow retreats, we've been in that post-shadow for a while, well, that's gonna retreat on the 7th. So the first cycle is the 1st through the 7th, and it includes the 7th, and we'll talk about where we go on the 8th shortly. But as that shadow of the Mercury retrograde retreats, the anchored illumination shines. Now, anchored illumination comes through the recognition of the choice, through the implementation of the choice, through the aha moments. Remember, we were talking about the if not now, when, and if not you, who? We've been sure saying that a lot since we showed up in India. You know, it's like we really are seeing it. Now, what this has done, and for those of you that were with us in the lineage holders earlier in the year, you're going to remember this. This is a collective ikigai moment. And I think I'm going to use the word opportunity, because this is part of that rich December opportunity. We are entering into a moment of resurrection so that you may fully receive.
You know, the ikigai.
You want to put up a graphic?
Let's
put
up
a graphic. So while we're talking, we're going to put up a graphic. And for those of you that are listening to us, we'll do our best to explain it.
And so the ikigai is a strategy, it's a concept, it's a word that contains layers of information that result in the reason for being, the reason why you want to stay alive and get up in the morning. And from different perspectives, for example, from an empowerment or proactive perspective, an ikigai model will help you get clarity on where you're headed and what is important to you. Where your passion lies.
Mm-hmm.
So when we take a pause and look at our gifts and look at our support and look at our passion, our energy, and all of these factors that affect our lives, and we start overlapping them in the ikigai model, clarity comes forward.
Yeah.
Now, it's important also to understand that ikigai properly implemented really it synopsizes the reason you want to get up in the morning.
Well, and more than that, it's been suggested that ikigai is actually one of the reasons why people have such long lives. Of course, ikigai is a Japanese experience that was shown to Sri and I early on by the Ascended Masters. And if you've been looking at this model here, you'll see all the different aspects of it. So if you were in the lineage holder meeting with us, or if you were in that training with us, hey, this is the time to pull that out. And I would even suggest and strongly encourage you to listen to all of those classes again. And if you weren't with us, just play with this. Just have some fun with it. Go online, look it up.
And, you know, and one of the things that when you first apply this to your life, to your personal situation, you may discover that as you step back, you can also apply it to the collective situation.
Yeah.
That is, we are all part of a greater tapestry. And as you're doing your individual ikigai clarity, you might notice in the tapestry of the shared experience, what is the result of the mass consciousness? Where what is being illuminated for the masses?
Yeah. And I think this is really important to talk about because it's what we're talking about here is purpose, right? Your purpose for being, what motivates you, what gets you excited when you wake up in the morning? You know, what is it that is calling you into this divine presence? Are you inspired? And what has been happening? And this is really important. And Sri was inspired to time our show and we lost our timer. So forgive him as he's taking a moment just to catch in with how much there we are. How did we get halfway through? How did that happen already?
Well, I tell you what, time flies, as they say. Sometimes I think time does more than fly. I think it leaps. So we're just talking about the first week of December,
right?
And inviting you to use this as a week of empowerment, because what are you resurrecting?
Yeah.
And what are you receiving? Because the gift is being offered.
And are you, and I love that, what are you receiving, in the rich opportunity that is radiating towards you now, courage, strength, and support? Receiving is the word. Mm-hmm. And I love this because, again, in this December 1 through 7 moment, the shadow of the Mercury retrograde is retreating, which means the anchored illumination is shining. And so as we enter this moment of true resurrection, may you fully receive. And we really, Sri and I encourage you to just really breathe that in, because these rich opportunities are the cycles of December. But remember, these are not different energies. It's one energy. So how these cycles move for you, whether or not you're feeling you're on that hamster wheel or whether or not you're actually in that expansive, letting that lotus really do what it needs to do as you prepare for this dragonfly that will be weaving all this beautiful crystalline light, moves us to the second cycle. Now, the second cycle is actually the longest cycle in December, and it starts on December 8th and culminates on the 20th. And again, this is the second cycle of the one energy.
Now, this cycle, what we want to bring to your attention is the pyramid of spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
Because within the understanding of this model, the pyramid of spiritual awakening, it's important to take a look at what is being reflected to you, because this is an opportunity to really tune in and honor the cycle of gratitude, giving, and receiving.
Now we're going to put up a, right now, here we are, there we are. So we've just put up a graphic of the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening, and you're going to see that that cycle of gratitude, giving, and receiving is actually the loop, so to speak, that assists us to remain in that ascension awareness. And for those of you that have been listening to our work all year long, you'll notice that that's where that river had come in. If you want to go back to some of our earlier videos during this year, remember that there was like this river that came in between spiritual activism and ascension awareness. That is a river of polarity. It is a river that will always be there. The key is, are you navigating it or are you drowning in it? And this is a really profound experience, because during this December 8 through 20, the second cycle of the one energy of December, the choice, the November choice will be full on. In other words, everything in your choice will be mirroring and will be reflecting, as Sri was mentioning, in front of you. And so this is the time to really anchor gratitude, giving, and receiving. And another reason why Sri and I made sure that our December Ascension Energy Forecast was actually uploaded onto YouTube during Thanksgiving, because yeah, it's about giving, it's about thanks, it's about gratitude, giving, receiving. It is its own cycle within a cycle. And as you do that, mastery gets claimed and the opportunity that called in through that November choice anchors.
You know, there is an incredible buoyancy that's available to all of us,
yeah,
as long as we're able to stay in that cycle of gratitude,
uh-huh,
where giving and receiving flow naturally.
Right.
Take a look at the world, take a look at your past, and you'll see there were times when giving and receiving was a point keeping system. less than from gratitude. And it isn't just about giving and receiving in any material sense. It's about the flow of energy, that energy cycles. When we cultivate gratitude, what we're saying is we can be appreciative of the dark and the light. We can be appreciative of all that is coming forward.
Love it.
And able to work in a healthy way with those flows. This is the cycle of gratitude, giving and receiving, and it supports that buoyancy that will lift us out of activism and into ascended frequencies more readily.
Ooh, breathe that in. I love that, Sri. That I mean, that's a really important insight.
Well, yes, and it's important that we each apply this in our own way and in our own lives, because you know, the energy of gratitude, giving and receiving is there for all, but the particular ways it's showing up in your life, pay attention, because we each have our own content.
Well, that brings us back to responsibility, right? Because that's one of the rich opportunities of December, is to say, I accept the responsibility of my divine experience. Remember, all of 2020 will be experience, and that experience is always an amazing journey. And so let's move through this December journey into the next cycle. And so the next cycle, actually this third cycle completes the cycle, and it's December 21 through the 30th. Now, yes, I said the 30th, because we're going to talk about December 31 in a moment, because December 31, guys, stands alone. It is outside. So these cycles that are the one energy of December that introduces this preparatory, this, it's coming, the beloved is showing up, right? We're preparing for that 2020 with enthusiasm and reverence and exciting. All of these gifts are coming into us. Well, what will complete all of that movement is from December 1 to December 30th, and it'll be in that completion cycle, which is the final cycle of the month, the 21st through the 30th. And that's a big one.
Well, yes, and once more, this cycle brings forward all of those culminations of 2019. You know, it's choice, and the choices made will come forward in a way that offer amplification.
Through deep reflection.
And reflection is a magic word here.
Yeah.
Because we often live a surfacey life. That is, as experiences and stimulations happen to us, it tends to call us outward. It's important to learn to balance that inner reflection and notice how these energies are working with us while also remaining engaged. Living a spiritual life doesn't mean sitting in a cave meditating, nor does it
mean, could, well, but that's not what we're referring to.
No, because what we're referring to is applied spirituality.
Exactly.
This is the spirituality of engaging the life
active.
You are given.
I think it's active, right?
Yes,
it's active.
And so in doing this, we balance. There is a giving and receiving between the inward time and the outfocused time. There's a giving and receiving between times of activity and times of rest. This is in another way of understanding the middle path, perhaps. This is the path of resolution of that which was set in motion at your birth.
Yes.
So consider that for a moment. So many people love to look at astrology and the signs and all of this. All of that, it can be fun and useful. The key is we took birth and we entered into this lifetime with a certain
by
family.
Choice.
A family, a culture, a religion, a country, certain star signs and configurations. All of those energies made an impression. And then we live through that impression into our awakening, into our life of mastery. The master works with what was given to him or her. Then we work with these impressions and we express ourselves through them and in harmony with them. Because we all have different skills, and a lot of those skills and talents came as a result of that unique birth situation, did they not?
Oh yeah, they absolutely
so,
did.
So I don't want to go too far downstream here, other than to just offer that as a stimulation. As we reflect on where we are and all of the forces that have come to bear, we can be in gratitude for all that has happened.
Well, that goes back to that cycle, right? That pyramid of spiritual awakening that we were sharing with you earlier, because remember that that second cycle is where that receiving, giving, gratitude, giving, receiving is just all one beautiful cycle.
And when we get into it, it's almost like it's a motor, because it's going to amplify your authentic claiming, your authentic beingness.
Yeah.
When we're able to let that engine of gratitude, giving, and receiving really go and be authentic for each of us in our way, what happens is we're able to come forward in life with renewed purpose, with renewed courage, with renewed expression.
Breathe that in. And so, beloved ones, as that final cycle of the one energy comes in December, it will offer extraordinary amplification of the energies that are present. And so this is why, it's, as we were sharing earlier in today's show, this whole December experience is very much this preparation for the beloved, this welcoming of 2020. It's very much, again, beginning right now, December 1. The dragonfly has landed on the lotus today. Are you seeing the crystalline weaving that is before you?
Yes.
And so as we look at these cycles of the one energy, December 1 through 7, December 8 through 20, December 21 through 30, it brings us to December 31. And December 31 stands alone. And again, I'm going to say, please go to shrinkcare.com, right there on the homepage. Get on the notification list, join us New Year's Eve, because there is so much coming in. But on that night, December 31, this kind of like this little anomaly moment, the way that the divine directors have shared it with us is that it is very much the energy of the out-breath and the in-breath simultaneously.
Oh, be with that a moment.
Exactly. Just be with that a moment.
The energy of the out-breath and the in-breath.
Simultaneously. And the way they describe it is that this becomes the still point of the illumination as one divine presence. So just really, really feel that. This still point of illumination of the one divine presence. It's that moment that says, welcome, right? Where we stand in our radical authenticity, fully in our truth, without the fear, without the hesitancy, with the recognition, with the gratitude and the giving and the receiving as an eternal cycle of support, with the courage to be who we are and the strength to not be afraid. This is a gift, and this is why we are gathering, and we encourage you to gather with us a couple hours on New Year's Eve, because the active principles of saying yes and moving forward are going to be all contained in that simultaneous in-breath, out-breath moment. A very magical transition into the quote unquote official linear opening of 2020. Because remember, in many ways, right now, this moment, December 1, if you're catching this live, and if you're catching this in the archives, it was December 1, is really when 2020 begins. Instead of the dragonfly has landed, right? It's in. It's in. And that's why I'm wearing my dragonfly shirt. You guys like my dragonfly shirt? And so that's what's going on, is that it's very much about saying welcome. Because as you're welcoming 2020, what you're really doing is welcoming your best experience of life. Remember, it's an experience year. And of course, we have so much to share. We have the full 2020 predictions, lots of installments already coming through, and so more coming around that. But we wanted to really give you this overview of what the monthly energies of December are looking like.
You know, and to me, as I look at this wonderful expression that it is December,
yeah,
a part of me is very excited and celebrating that we have gone through so much in 2019, all of us. those compost or muck moments, those illuminated moments, the even the future pacing we did with the lineage holders, and we went right forward to December 31.
Really good, valuable point to bring up. So remember when we all did our time and we went ahead and we literally went forward
six
in time.
6 months ago, we jumped forward, and now we're going to be jumping into the fulfillment
right.
of that.
Right.
But one of the things that this also does is it reminds me of the power of if now, not now, when.
And if not you, who?
Because we are at the moment of more and more empowered souls saying, I am here, I am visible, I am active. And in the visibility and in the action, we send out a wave that invites others to join the party. And this is a grand party of all beings in the awakening. 2020, 2 + 2 = 4, and that is a year that holds the promise of a new balance.
Perfect balance, and it has a double infinite around it, which means that the opportunity to fully anchor the parallel timeline, to fully and consciously gift yourself with the multidimensional anchorship has never been more available. This is a very unique, beautiful moment. Pay attention to the synergies. Pay attention to what gets you excited and what doesn't. Pay attention to what is feeling resonant and what isn't. All of those beautiful gifts are being revealed as part of this rich opportunity of December. This is a moment to be more aware, to harvest. You know, I love that in the year of awareness, we end on a month of awareness.
Yes.
It's really extraordinary. There's no accident there, right? It's really quite profound. Double awareness moving into a year of experience. After we have claimed a choice, that was that whole November experience, and that the illumination, it cannot be taken away. Everything's there, guys. And come on, let's face it. Have you noticed it? Everything is, I'm just doing too much jingling. There is so much that is happening, that is being seen. Why are so many things coming out in the open? Why are so many people talking? Why are so many people standing up? Because it's illuminated. And this illumination heralded the permanent wave. So what was cannot ever be again, nor would we want it to be. Yet there are many that are trying to go backwards. The gift is to recognize that you are, you know, maybe that's why I need to show my earring, right? You are. This is the 33rd dimension spiral earring, if you guys can see that. We are the spiral. And no matter where we spiral, we never ever leave. And you notice they're all little lotus petals that look like hearts. You are the spiraling lotus. That lotus that you command, that you created, has risen through the muck, has come forward through 2019, and now that it's here in December, it's opening up. So what are you willing to offer? What are you willing to offer as the gift of your own recognition of gratitude, of your own giving and receiving? Perfect balance.
Yes.
Perfect balance.
You know, and I'm reminded to share that we have just put on the books something we've been dreaming and talking about.
Talk about perfect balance.
And that is a sacred journey to Peru. For October 2020.
Now check this out though, guys. Wait, it begins on 10/10/2020. We had to do it then. It was absolutely the case. And very exciting.
And it's fun because, you know, here we are in December, which we're reminding ourselves of gratitude, giving and receiving. And it's very much traditions about sharing of gifts in December. And a gift that you can give yourself is to say, I choose to join you in October 2020 in Peru.
Yeah.
Join the sacred journey. You can learn about this at the shriandkira.com website, and you can secure your place. It's important to be in the clarity to say, yeah, my soul is calling me to discover my cosmic origins, to touch those energies that are really part of our shared history in order to gain a greater context for your life today.
Yeah.
And it'll be a fabulous, fabulous gathering.
Well,
a spiritual family.
And we're very excited because those of you that were with us in 2005, when we first took a group to Peru to anchor an ascension portal at the Moroni Circle, we are going to be returning to add amplification and to continue that expansion. And the beautiful shaman who walked 4 days out of the mountains to come be with us is joining us again. For those of you that have been to Tosa Blue Mountain, it's the shaman that Sri has his hat that he gave Sri when we were done. And so we're very honored and excited. There's going to be a pre-journey at Tosa Blue Mountain for us to come together and do a sacred San Pedro visioning journey collectively to really call forward and call into this what will truly be a crystalline vision quest experience. Guys, as of right now, we can only bring 20 people. We have had people on a waiting list. If you are interested, check it out. This is not the typical tourist journey to Peru. This is for the serious journeyer who is ready to say yes to an expanded experience of authenticity and mastery. And I just think it's how beautiful that it came out this month. It literally happened in this energy, guys.
And for those of you that for those of you that have not traveled with us, here's one little nugget.
Get ready.
These journeys are initiations.
Yeah,
these
journeys
are activations. The energetic attunements that you will receive are truly life fulfilling.
Yeah, they are.
And so we invite you to feel into that.
And in our pre-journey, we're going to go to Ingapirca, which, as many of you know, is the Machu Picchu of Ecuador. And so we'll be going to the goddess temple, and then we'll be bringing that energy down to what is a very masculine energy in Peru. So it's going to be, you know, of course we have the whole Pachamama, Pachapapa, but there is a whole container being opened here. And so what is in front of you right now? What is the gift that is calling your illuminated presence? What is the choice that you made in November? And how is that choice unfolding? Sri and I are going to be sharing a lot more about this. We are going to be going into Bhutan very, very shortly. We're currently in Varanasi doing some very sacred pilgrimage. And as we are in Bhutan, we will be doing our best to share with you. And we encourage you to stay with us because this is a huge, rich opportunity moment.
And beloveds, we delight in being able to share our journey with you so that it might amplify your journey. And until we are together again for another broadcast, we invite you to take that breath in.
Ooh.
And start feeling into that simultaneous in-breath, out-breath state of beingness. Let that inform you.
Yeah.
And until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you trust, may you breathe, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.